弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，早晨好。
Brothers and sisters and dear friends, good morning.
我们先来读几处经文。
Shall we read several passages of the Bible?
我们第一处要读的经文是在路加福音第十五章。
Our very first passage is the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 15.
第十五章，我们从第十一节要读到第二十四节。
Luke 15, we are going to read verses 11 through 24.
我们还是先开始读中文，然后读英文。
We'll read it first in Chinese and then in English.
路加福音十五章十一节，耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那个地方遭遇大饥荒，就穷苦起来，于是去投靠那地方的一个人。那人打发他去田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来，就说，我父亲有多少雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配成为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配成为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛肚牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
Luke chapter 15 verse 11, and he said, a man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me. So he divided his wealth between them. And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country. And there he squandered his estate with loose living. Now when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be impoverished. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him. But when he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread, but I am dying here with hunger? I will get up and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men. So he got up and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him and ran and embraced and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his slaves, Quickly, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. And they began to celebrate.
我们下边的 这处经文也是在路加福音第十九章第十节。
The next passage is also in Luke chapter 19 verse 10.
人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
好，我们再有些祷告。
Let's pray once more.
主，早晨我们感谢赞美你，借着你的爱来召集我们。
Lord, this morning we thank and praise you because you have gathered us in your love.
并且赐给我们这些宝贵的话语。
And thank you for these precious words.
主，我们把这些话语再次交在你恩典的手中。
And once again, we place these precious words into your gracious hands.
求你借着圣灵，借着这些话对我们的心说话。
And through the Holy Spirit, use these words to speak to our hearts.
把弟兄姐妹们和朋友们也都交在你的手中。
So that brothers and sisters and our dear friends, we place them into your hands as well.
不管这些话对我们来说是熟悉的还是陌生的。
Whether these words are very familiar or unfamiliar to us.
我们求你圣灵加上新的光照。
Lord, we do pray that the Holy Spirit would once shed new light on them again.
开启我们心中的眼睛。
Open up the eyes of our hearts.
让我们认识你是一位何等慈爱的父亲。
So that we may know that you are a God of loving kindness.
让呼召我们今天就回到你的家中。
That you are today calling us to come back to your house.
我们也求你借着血来洁净你无用的仆人。
And we do pray that with your precious blood that you would cleanse these weak vessels.
借着圣灵越过我们人的软弱。
And that the Holy Spirit would fill all of our weaknesses.
使你的恩典能够显明在我们中间。
May your grace be manifested among us.
求你祝福下边的时间。
Do bless the following time.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray this in the most precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.早晨我想和朋友们弟兄姐妹们交通一个非常熟悉的经历。
This morning I want to share with brothers and sisters friends a very familiar theme.
像刚才我们 Nelson 弟兄跟我们提到的家是我们都是非常熟悉的。
And this is what our brother had just mentioned, that home is somewhere that we are very familiar with.
我们在地上的每个人都有自己的家。
That here on earth we all have our own home.
当我们回到家里的时候我们可以感觉到安慰，也可以感觉到舒适。
And when you return home, it is a place of comfort and rest.
但是今天我们在地上这个家，像我们弟兄刚才所讲的，它只是一个暂时的。
However, just as our brother had mentioned, our earthly homes are but temporary.
神借着这个家，让我们心中向往一个更永远的家乡。
God wants to use these earthly homes to turn our hearts and attention towards a heavenly, an eternal home.
是主耶稣基督在永远里边是为我们所预备的。
It is a home that our Lord Jesus in eternity has already prepared.
但是今天非常可惜，我们一出生之后呢，就都远离了这个家。
But unfortunately, as soon as we are born here on this earth, we are far away from that home.
我们都需要回到这个家中。
We all need to come to this home.
否则我们在这个地上就是一直在流荡。
Otherwise, you're just wandering in this world.
我们找不到安息。
You cannot find rest.
找不到意义。
You cannot find a place.
主耶稣基督来要把这个大好的消息赐给我们。
And so our Lord Jesus, he came to tell us this great and good news.
这个福音是一个大好的消息。
Because this gospel is a very good news.
这个圣经告诉我们说呢，在大卫的城里要宣告一个大好的消息。
And so in the Bible, it does tell us that in the city of David, there is great good news.
这个消息是关乎万民的。
And this news has to do with all people.
是与你我每个人都有切身关系的。
It has a very intimate relationship with you and me, all of us.
这个大好的消息就是神爱世人。
This good news is that God loves all people.
他愿意把他自己独生的儿子赐给我们。
And he was willing to give his only son to us.
让每一个能够借着相信他儿子的人。
So that all who believe in his son.
我们能够得着永生。
Now we may have eternal life.
我们能够回到那个永远的家中。
And we can return back to the eternal home.
这个不仅是一个关乎我们个人大好的消息。
Not only is this a good news for you individually.
它也是关乎一个生死的关系，生死的消息。
But it is also news that has to do with the matter of life and death.
是关乎到永生和永死的关系。
It has to do with eternal life versus eternal death.
所以这个大好的消息对我们来说也是一个非常重要的消息。
So this good news is a very important news as well.
盼望着圣灵在我们里边工作。
And we do pray that the Holy Spirit will work inside of us.
使我们每个人都能够认真的来到主的面前来思考这件事情。
So all of us may come diligently before the Lord and to meditate, think about this.
让我们在地上这几十年当中能够认识永远。
So that while we have time on earth, we may come to know eternity.
为了能够了解这个大好的消息。
In order to understand this good news.
我们首先必须呢和大家分享一些坏的消息。
We need to first tell you some bad news.
那这个坏的消息呢就是我们人一出生的时候。
And this bad news is, as soon as we humans, we were first born,
我们的路已经被定下来。
Our path has already been destined or set.
那这个路就是通向死亡的路。
And this path is a path where it is towards destruction.
我们每个人都没有去选择。
We cannot choose this path for ourselves.
并且我们也没有选择。
And we have no choice.
我们一出生因着罪我们的路已经定下来。
Because of sin, our course has already been set.
当亚当和夏娃他们在伊甸园里犯罪的时候
When Adam and Eve, when they were in the Garden of Eden and sinned,
神告诉他们说你们犯罪就是违背神的日子他们必定死。
And so God says, because you have disobeyed, in the course of time, that your end will be death.
那这个死亡就进入了世界。
And now death has entered into this world.
就进入了我们每一个从亚当和夏娃之后的人类。
It has entered into all mankind who have come out of Adam and Eve.
所以我们整个人类都已经迷失了，都已经走向这条通向死亡的路。
So all mankind, we have all been lost. We all go towards the path of destruction.
并且好像我们每个人都在这条路上急忙地奔跑。
And it seems as if everyone is very quickly running on this path.
我们好像都在这条路上一直奔跑，但是我们不知道前边呢是一个悬崖。
And we are all running without realizing that in front of us is this pit or this gap.
一代一代的人都掉进这个悬崖。
And generation of generation people all fall into this pit.
后来一代一代的人跟着急跑。
And the generations after are also sprinting towards this end.
这是因为罪使人和神分离了。
And so because its sin has now separated man from God.
当亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里边被神创造的时候。
When Adam and Eve were created by God and placed into the Garden of Eden.
神给他们一个非常简单的命令。
God gave them a very simple command.
他告诉他们说呢，这个园中有许多的树。
God told them that in this garden there are many trees.
所有树上的果子你们都可以任意的吃。
You may eat of any fruit from any of the trees.
但神特别指出呢，在园当中，在所有这些树中间有两棵非常重要的树。
However, among all the trees of the garden, there are two very important ones.
一个是生命树。
One was the tree of life.
一个是分别善恶的知识树。
The other tree was the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
神告诉他们那个分别善恶树的果子你们不能吃。
And God told them they were not to eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
因为你们吃的日子必定死。
Because when you eat of it, you will surely die.
但是呢，亚当和夏娃他们没有遵守神的命令。
Sadly, Adam and Eve, they did not obey God's command.
他们是心里边产生了一个要向神这一个骄傲的感觉。
Because towards God, in their hearts, they had this sense of pride.
所以他们违背了神的命令。
And so they disobeyed God's command.
他们要吃这个分别知识善恶树的果子，不是因着他们饥饿。
When they ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, it wasn't because of hunger.
不是因为他们的需要。
It wasn't because of need.
因为神已经造了许多的树。
God had already created many trees.
这些树上的果子他们可以随意吃。
And they could eat of the fruit of any tree.
他们可以每天吃得非常的饱。
And every day they could eat until they were full.
但是呢，在他们那个背叛神的心里边，他们决定要违背神的命令。
But because of their heart of disobedience, they rebelled against God's command.
这就是罪的开始。
This was the beginning of sin.
它是把人带到一个状态里边。
And sin has brought us to this end.
是这个状态呢，就是违背神、不听神命令的一个状态。
And this end, this position is a place where you disobey and you are in rebellion to God.
因着这一个状态，人类就进入了罪的性质里边。
And so because of this position, now we have the nature of sin.
因着罪的性质，所以在环境条件合适的时候，人就可以行出各样的罪行来。
And so because of this nature of sin, when all the circumstances are right, we perform acts of sin.
所以人类一开始的罪并不是因为他们外边做了什么。
And so mankind began to sin, not because they have done anything.
乃是因为他们里边先开始要违背神。
But because from within them, they now are apart from God.
我们知道接下来的故事。
We know the story that follows.
亚当和夏娃被赶出了伊甸园。
Adam and Eve, they were cast out of the Garden of Eden.
离开了神的同在。
And they left, departed from the presence of God.
他们的儿子因着嫉妒，弟兄杀了弟兄。
And so their sons, one brother, because of jealousy towards his brother, killed his sibling.
一代一代的人过去，罪恶就开始越来越多。
Generation after generation, we see that sin just increased.
到了今天我们这个时代。
To this generation we are in now.
我们看见这个世界充满了各样的罪恶。
We see this world is filled with various sins.
我们不需要去举许多的例子，我们每个人都知道。
We don't need to give many examples. We all know it.
我们自己也是深陷这个罪中。
And we ourselves, we are sinners.
很多我们不愿意做的事情，我们没有办法去抗拒。
A lot of things that we don't even want to do, we don't have the ability to control ourselves.
我们没有办法来控制自己要该做的事情。
We can't control ourselves to do the things that we ought to do.
我们不该发脾气的时候，我们发了脾气。
When we ought not to have a temper, we throw our temper.
我们不该贪婪的时候，我们贪婪。
When we ought not to be greedy, we are very greedy.
当我们觉得嫉妒不对的时候，我们却没有办法不去嫉妒。
When we know that jealousy is wrong, we can't help ourselves but to feel jealous.
如果我们对自己认真的话，
If we are truly honest towards ourselves,
我们都知道我们生活在罪中。
We all know and acknowledge we are sinners.
并且这个罪使我们与神分离。
Not only sin has caused us to be separate from God,
把我们带进那个永远的死亡当中。
But has brought us into eternal death.
但是这还不是最坏的消息。
However, this isn't the worst news.
最坏的消息是，更坏的消息是，我们没有办法自己去对付。
The worst news is that we have no ability to make all of this right.
我们没有办法靠着自己的能力去改变自己。
We have no ability to change ourselves.
我们没有办法靠着任何的行为来离开这条死亡的道路。
There is no action that we can take to leave this road of death.
人类实在是陷入了一个绝望当中。
Mankind is actually a very hopeless.
然而有一个大好的消息。
But I want to tell you good news.
是主耶稣基督他亲自道成肉身来到这个地上。
Our Lord Jesus came in the flesh onto earth.
为着我们的罪死在十字架上。
And for our sins, he died upon the cross.
他在十字架上的流血舍命。
And because he bled and died on the cross,
为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
He has now opened up a new and living way.
是我们这些已经本来在死亡的路上直奔的人。
So for all of us who are just sprinting on the road to death,
我们有机会可以回转。
Now we have an opportunity to turn.
我们可以有机会相信主。
Now we have an opportunity to believe in God.
我们就离开了这条通向死亡的路。
Now we can leave from this path of destruction.
我们转到那条回通向永生的路。
Now we can change onto the path of life.
今天仇敌把这个世界做得非常忙乱。
Now today, the enemy, he has made this world a very confusing, busy place.
让我们没有时间坐下来仔细思想。
We don't have time to think about it all.
我们一天就是为着这一切的生活、工作、学习。
But all day long, we busy with our schoolwork, with our work.
我们没有时间来仔细思想人生。
We don't really have time to think about our lives.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
他好像在我们人生的路上给我们有一些停下来可以安息的小站。
He does give us opportunity sometimes to stop, to pause, and to think.
今天就是这个时候。
Today, right now, is that time.
所以我们邀请我们的朋友们今天来仔细思想。
And so I want to ask all our friends to think carefully.
我们可以忘记这个暂时忘记这个世界。
Think to forget a little bit about the craziness of this world.
我们开始思想一个更重要的问题。
Let's think about a more important question.
我们是不是要在这个人生的路上做一个选择？
In our human lifetime, we need to make this decision.
我们是不是要选择离开那条通向死亡的路？
Do we want to leave the path that is going towards death?
选择那个通向永生的路。
And choose the path that goes towards eternal life.
主耶稣基督他来到这个地上。
Our Lord Jesus, he came to this earth.
为着我们的罪死在十字架上。
And he died upon the cross for our sins.
他是无罪的。
He was sinless.
他是神圣洁公义的羔羊。
He was the holy righteous lamb of God.
然而他为着我们的罪，为着我的罪，为着你的罪，死在十字架上。
For my sin, for your sin, all of our sin, he died upon the cross.
他满足了神对公义的审判的要求。
He satisfied God's righteous judgment towards sin.
因为神的公义，所有的罪他必须审判。
Because of God's justice and righteousness, he must judge and condemn sin.
然而这个审判没有临到我，没有临到你。
And now this judgment does not come upon you and me.
是因着主耶稣基督为我们担当。
Because our Lord Jesus had already borne the judgment.
他在十字架上所流出的血。
The blood that he shed on the cross.
圣经告诉我们说是圣洁公义的血。
The Holy Spirit tells us that it was a righteous and it was a holy blood.
更是宝贵的血。
And it was a very precious blood.
它可以洗净我们一切的过犯。
It is able to cleanse us of all our trespasses.
可以带我们回家。
And bring us back home.
所以今天我们盼望着我们每个人都选择离开这条永生，离开这条死亡的路。
And so I pray that today every one of us can choose to leave this path of death.
回到这条通向永生的路上。
And to come back to this path towards eternal life.
为了帮助我们能够认识这条路。
In order to help us to understand this path.
早晨我们要借着圣经当中非常熟悉的主耶稣基督的一个比喻。
And so this morning we want to use these parables that we're all familiar with.
来看一看我们怎样能够回到家中。
So that we may take a look at how we can return home.
我们刚才读到这处经文是在路加福音的第15章。
The passage that we just read was from Luke chapter 15.
路加福音第15章，主耶稣基督在那里边做了三个比喻。
In Luke chapter 15, the Lord Jesus tells us three parables.
因着时间的关系，今天早晨我们只读了最后的一个。
And because of time, we only read the last one that he told.
在这两个之前呢，在这个之前还有两个比喻。
Before this story, there were two other parables.
第一个比喻是讲到有一个人有一百只羊。
The very first parable talks about how this man, he had 100 sheep.
有一只羊丢失了。
However, one was lost.
他在山野当中迷失了。
And he was lost out in the mountains and wilderness.
竟在危险当中。
And he was in a place of danger.
这位好牧人去寻找他。
But this good shepherd went out to go look for him.
这只羊就讲到我们每一个人。
This lost sheep describes every one of us.
这个山野就是这个世界。
And this wilderness is this world.
我们信主之前，或者现在我们的朋友们，都是丢失在这个世界当中。
Before we came to know God, we were all those who are lost and wandering around in this world.
我们都迷失了。
We were all lost.
我们找不到人生的方向。
We could not find the purpose and direction of our lives.
找不到真正的目的和意义。
We could not find true meaning.
然而这个好牧人，他来寻找我们。
However, the good shepherd, he came to seek us.
并且他找到了，圣经告诉我们说呢，他就把他扛在肩上，然后欢欢喜喜地带回家中。
And the Bible tells us that when the good shepherd found him, put him on his shoulders and brought him happily home.
第二个比喻，主耶稣基督讲到有一个人有十块钱丢了一块。
The second parable, the Lord Jesus tells the story of this woman who had 10 coins.
他就把这个家打扫干净，把这丢失的这个钱找到。
And because she lost one, she had to clean her whole house to look for that one that was lost.
这里边讲到人丢失了自己生命的价值。
And so here in this story, the Lord tells us that man has now lost the meaning of the value of their life.
如果我们看看今天这个世界，这是一个普遍的光景。
If we take a look at the world today, this is a common condition.
我们变得越来越的忙碌。
We become more and more busy.
科技越来越进步。
Technology constantly advances.
然而人却越来越找不到生命的目的和意义。
And yet man, more and more so, cannot find the meaning and purpose of their lives.
我们都在这个世界的旷野当中失去了自己的价值。
In the wilderness of this world, we have all lost the value of our lives.
这位好，我们的神，他要把我们找回来，赐给我们，重新赐给我们生命的意义和价值。
And so now our God, He is the one who seeks us out to give us that true meaning and value of our lives.
并且找到了，在那个家中就有欢喜和快乐。
And so once He finds you in that house, there is great joy.
第三个比喻就是我们刚才读到的。
The third parable is that which we just read.
讲到这个浪子，他失去了家。
It talks about this prodigal son who had been lost away from his home.
他失去了家中所有的平安和喜乐。
He lost all the peace and joy that previously was in his house.
到处的流荡。
And then he had went out.
像我们刚才所唱的那首诗歌一样。
Just like that hymn we just sang.
他在罪的野地流荡。
He wandered away in sin.
朋友们，我们今天就是处在这样的一个光景当中。
Dear friends, this is the condition that we are in today.
我们失去了父的家。
We have been lost away from the Father's house.
我们失去了做儿子的名分。
We have lost our position of sonship.
我们在这个世界当中在流荡。
And in this world, we are lost and wandering around.
但是这个故事非常的感人。
However, this story truly moves us.
他讲到这个浪子是怎样回到他父亲的家中。
It tells us how this prodigal son returns back to his father's house.
我们盼望着借着这个例子。
And so we hope that through this illustration,
今天我们每一位朋友都能够回到天父的家中。
That every single friend can come back to this heavenly home.
我们就不再失去自己的方向。
So that we no longer lose the direction of our lives.
我们可以找回我们生命的价值和意义。
We can once again find out what is our meaning and value of our lives.
我们可以享受父家中一切的丰盛。
And we can enjoy of all the abundance of our father's house.
我们要从这个浪子身上学到一些功课。
And so from this prodigal son, let's learn a few lessons.
这里边讲到呢，他把他父亲的财产就拿走了，然后到了远方任意的放荡。
Here in this story that tells us about how this son, he took his father's, his portion of his father's wealth, and he wasted all in loose living.
当然我们每一个读到这个故事的人，我们都知道这个浪子他是一个非常有罪的人，他是一个不孝之子。
And so for anyone who reads this story, we realize this is a very sinful person, a very disobedient person.
因为这个父亲的财产是应该到这个父亲去世之后才能够再分给他的。
Because we know that a father's inheritance and wealth ought to be given to him after the father passes away.
但是当他父亲还活着的时候，他就想把这些财产先分了。
But while his father is still living, he's like, give me my portion of my inheritance.
并且他把这个带到远方去，自己圣经告诉我们说他是任意放荡，浪费资产。
And so then he took it and he went away into a distant country and the Bible tells us there that he squandered his estate with loose living.
其实这是今天人类的光景。
This actually is mankind's condition today.
神赐给我们一个宝贵的生命。
God has given us a very precious life.
他把我们安置在这个世界当中。
And he has placed us here in this world.
让我们能够借着这有限的年日来为他而活。
With a very limited amount of years, he wants us to live for him.
然而，人所做的是什么呢？
And yet, what does man do?
我们每个人，我们弟兄姐妹们在信主之前也是一样。
And for all of us, and especially for those who before we believed in the Lord, it was the same.
我们都因为没有神，我们都在浪费神所赐给我们的生命。
Because without God, we were only wasting the life that God had given to us.
我们为着自己的目的任意而活。
And for our own purposes, we just live the way we desired.
我们浪费了神所赐给我们的生命。
We wasted the life that God had given to us.
但是神是怜悯的神。
However, our God is so merciful.
他愿意把我们找回来。
He's willing to seek us out.
我们首先呢需要像这个小儿子一样，他圣经告诉我们说呢，当他在那个地方遇见了大的饥荒。
And so just like this son, this boy, when he was out in a distant country, he encountered this famine.
他所有的钱已经花完了。
He already wasted all his money.
又遇见了那个地方大的饥荒。
And then now he had encountered a great catastrophe of this famine.
于是他就穷苦起来。
And so now he was very poor.
他想要吃猪所吃的食物。
He even wanted to eat the food that the pigs were eating.
但是也没有人允许他吃的。
However, no one allowed him or gave him anything.
但是这里边有一句非常非常宝贵的话，说他醒悟过来。
However, here there's a very important and precious word that he all of a sudden came to his senses.
他醒悟过来，他认识到自己的处在一个什么样的光景当中。
He woke up and he came to realize what kind of condition he was in.
亲爱的朋友们。
So, dear friends,
今天不论我们是在怎样的光景当中，
It doesn't matter what condition you are in today.
有的时候我们可能在顺境当中，
Perhaps you might be
in the smooth
or you might be in a very smooth condition.
有的时候我们可能是在非常困难的环境当中，
Or you might be in difficulties.
但愿我们都认识到我们都已经远离了天父。
However, we all know that we are away from the true God.
我们人生最大的需要就是那个永恒，我们没有。
The greatest need that we need is eternity, and we don't have it.
但愿我们能够醒悟过来。
May we all come to our senses.
C.S. Lewis 弟兄，我们刚才弟兄也提到，他曾经说过另外一句话。
Brother C.S. Lewis, he previously once said this other phrase.
他说，我相信基督的信仰，像我相信太阳升起一样。
He says, I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen.
他不仅仅因为我看见了太阳的升起。
Not only because I see it,
乃是因为太阳的升起让我能够看清楚周围的一切。
But because I see that the sun rises, I'm able to see everything else around.
当我们接受主耶稣基督的时候，
When you receive the Lord Jesus,
他赐下圣灵的同在。
He gives you the presence of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就在我们里边做了一个照亮的工作。
And the Holy Spirit inside of us now shines light into us.
让我们看见我们里边 那个真实的光景。
So that we may see our true condition.
亲爱的朋友们，盼望着今天圣灵在你的心中工作。
So dear friends, we pray that the Holy Spirit today may begin to work in you.
看见我们实际上就是像这个小儿子一样的光景一样。
So that we may see that our condition is just like this young son.
我们需要醒悟过来。
We need to wake up and come to our senses.
每一个看见主的人都知道自己是罪人。
Everyone who sees the Lord will know that they are a sinner.
圣经在路加福音里边给我们讲了一件事情。
In the Bible, in the Gospel of Luke, it tells us this thing.
是在第五章从一到八节彼得的一个经历。
In chapter 5, verses 1 through 8, it is an experience of Peter.
我们知道那天主耶稣基督遇见了彼得。
There, we see that the Lord Jesus met Peter that day.
彼得那一天晚上和他的同伴在湖里边打鱼，整夜劳累都没有打到什么。
There, Peter, that night, together with his companions, they were fishing all night long and caught nothing.
然后主耶稣基督说，你们把船开到水深之处。
And so the Lord Jesus said, take your boat out into deep water and let your nets down for a catch.
下网打鱼。
Let your nets down for a catch.
他们下网就打到了很多的鱼，装了满满两船鱼。
And so when they did so, they caught so many fish that their nets almost broke.
我们知道彼得他是一个专业打鱼的人。
We know that Peter, he was a professional fisherman.
当他得到这么多鱼的时候，他应该是非常非常的高兴。
When he caught so many fish, he ought to have been very, very happy.
但是他做了一件非常奇怪的事情。
But all of a sudden, he did something very strange.
他说，主啊，离开我吧，我是个罪人。
He said, go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man.
因为他遇见了主。
Because he met the Lord.
他知道自己是个罪人。
And he came to know that he was a sinner.
主耶稣基督今天在我们中间。
The Lord Jesus is among us today.
盼望着我们醒悟过来。
We do pray that we would all come to our senses.
知道我们所处的光景。
To know our true condition.
我们都是罪人。
That we are all sinners.
我们远离了天父。
That we are all far away from the Heavenly Father.
我们对永恒没有任何的把握。
That we have no guarantee of eternity.
我们今天在撒旦所控制这个世界当中在挣扎。
And in this world that Satan has control of, we're all struggling.
就像诗篇90篇第十节所说的。
Just like in Psalms chapter 90 verse 10 it says.
他说我们一生的年日是70年。
It says that all of our days, if due to strength, 70 years.
强壮的也可以活到80年。
Or if due to strength, 80 years.
但其中可以经夸的不过是劳苦成烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
Yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone and we fly away.
朋友们，今天我们生活在一个非常短，充满了各样挣扎的世界当中。
Dear friends, today we live a very short and temporary life in which there's much struggle.
不管我们在这个地上的光景怎样。
No matter what your condition is on earth.
当有一天我们要离开这个世界的时候。
One day when we leave this world.
我们有没有把握我们可以进入神我们预备那个永远当中。
Do we have any assurance that we will enter into the glory that God has already prepared?
还是我们就像这个诗篇所告诉我们的，我们只是回想起一生劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
Or are we living our lives just like what the psalm says, that our life is but labor and sorrow, for soon it's gone and we fly away?
所以今天我们要回到父的家中。
So today we want to come back to our father's house.
当这个小儿子想起他父家的丰富的时候。
When this young son, when he thought back to the abundance of his father's house.
他痛苦的光景使他能够真实地认识到他需要家。
And in his condition, sorrowful condition, he all of a sudden realized that he needed to be home.
他需要回到父的家中。
He needed to return back to his father's
house. 他里边点燃了这个生命的希望。
And so now he needed to have hope for his life.
警醒，能够醒悟过来是非常重要。
And so to be awakened, to come to your senses is so important.
然而他必须有行为。
And so then you can have a sense of God.
就必须有行动。
And then you need to have an action.
所以这个小儿子说呢，他说我要起来。
And so he says, I will get up.
我要起来，我要回到父的家中去。
That I will get up. I want to go back to the home of my father.
亲爱的朋友们，我们认识到自己的光景，我们需要有行为。
And so brothers and sisters, if you know your true condition, you need to take action.
我们需要说，我要离开那条通向死亡的路。
You want to say to yourself, I want to leave the road towards death.
我要 起来，回到那条通向永生的路上去。
I want to get up. I want to get on the road that goes towards my heavenly father.
于是他就起来。
And so he immediately got up.
他要回到他父亲家中去。
He wanted to go back to his father's house.
并且他已经认识到他自己是个罪人。
Because he already realized that he is a sinner.
他说他自己对自己说，我要见到我的父亲的时候，我要这样说。
And he said to himself, when I see my father, I'm going to say this to him.
父啊，我得罪了天，也得罪了你。
Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight.
从今之后，我不配做你的儿子。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
把我当作一个雇工吧。
Allow me to be your hired servant.
我们在主面前的认罪悔改是非常重要的。
Our confession and repentance before God is also very important.
圣经在约翰一书一章九节告诉我们说，我们若认自己的罪。
In 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 in the Bible, it says, if we confess our sins,
神是信实的，是公义的。
That he is faithful and righteous.
他必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
To forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
神的公义不仅表现出他对罪的审判。
God's righteousness not only tells us there is judgment towards sin,
神的公义也表现在他的赦免上。
His righteousness also tells us that he has forgiveness.
因为你我的审判已经主耶稣基督担当了。
Because the punishment that we, you and I ought to receive, the Lord Jesus has already taken.
所以信实的神，当我们信主之后，他一定要赦免我们的罪。
And so because he is a faithful God, when we believe in him, he will forgive us.
并且他要在我们身上工作。
And he will work in us.
要洗净我们一切的不义。
He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们看英文讲的就更清楚，他要洗净我们，让我们在这一切不义的环境当中，他要洗净我们。
The terms here in English are very clear that he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
但是我们需要悔改。
However, we need to confess.
我们需要改变我们生命的根基。
We need to change the very root of our entire life.
改变我们人生的道路。
We need to change the direction of our lives.
我们可能在生活当中有许多需要悔改的事。
There are many things perhaps we need to confess and repent about in our lives.
但是那个最大的悔改是改变我们生命的路。
However, the greatest repentance is to change the entire direction of your life.
我听说有这样一个故事。
I have heard this story before.
在很久以前，在芝加哥那边有个福音聚会。
Long time ago, in Chicago, there was this gospel meeting.
这个弟兄呢讲了许多关于悔改的道理。
And the brother who shared talks about many paths of confession and repentance.
但是底下的人并不是能够完全明白到底是什么意思。
However, the audience that were listening, they really couldn't fully understand the meaning of it.
后来有一位老弟兄说呢，让我来给你示范一下什么是悔改。
And so an older brother said, well, let's try whether or not we truly have repentance.
所以他就到了这个台上。
So he came up to the stage.
他往这一个方向走。
He was walking in one direction.
他说我在走向死亡。
He says, I am going towards death.
一边走一边说我在走向死亡。
And as he walked in that direction, he says, I am walking towards death.
然后呢走到那个地方他回过头来。
And then when he got to a particular place, he turned around.
向另外一个方向走。
And then now he started walking in the opposite direction.
他说我在走向永生。
And now he says, I'm walking towards eternal life.
我在走向永生。
I am walking towards eternal life.
这就是悔改。
That is repentance.
悔改就是改变我们人生的路。
Repentance means to turn around in your life.
是我们从那条通向死亡的路。
So that you are turning away from the path of towards death.
180度回转，通向那条永生的路。
You make a 180-degree change towards life now.
这是一切悔改的根基。
This is the very basis of all repentance.
如果没有这个生命根基的悔改。
If there is no root change in your life.
我们是不能够在生活当中做任何悔改的。
Then in our daily lives, we cannot have true repentance.
我们不能够改变我们自己旧的习惯。
We cannot change our bad habits.
我们不能够改变我们要发脾气的时候不发脾气。
We cannot change our bad temper when we don't want to blow up.
我们首先必须要在这个生命根基上做悔改。
So first, we need to have repentance in this very basic.Aspect of life.
当我们在神面前悔改的时候，他要接纳我。
That when we confess before the Lord, He will receive it.
因为父亲已经在那边等待了。
Because the Father is already waiting.
我们看见这个故事告诉我们说。
And so in the story, it tells us.
当这个儿子回到这个父家中的时候。
That when this son came back to his father's house.
对十五章二十节说相离还远的时候。
It tells us in verse 20 that when he was still a long way off.
在很远的路上 父亲已经看见了他。
That when he was still a long way off, his father already saw him.
这里边我们看见一幅何等美丽的图画。
And we see such a beautiful picture here.
一位年老的父亲。
Because his older father.
当他的儿子离开家的时候。
When his son left home.
他每天站在一个高处。
Every day on top of that hill.
遥望着那个通向远方的路。
He was looking afar off on that path.
在等待他的儿子回家。
He was waiting for the day for his son to return.
当他儿子从在远处出现的时候。
And so when his son appeared and still a long way off.
他就看见了他。
He saw him.
亲爱的朋友们。
So dear friends.
在你还在非常遥远国度的时候。
While you are still in a faraway country.
神已经看见了。
God has already seen you.
他已经按照我们每个人的名字来呼召了我们。
According to your own name, he calls you.
他认识我们。
He knows you.
他老早就看见了我们。
He has already seen you.
在我们还没有来到这个世界之前。
Before you even came to this world.
在这个世界还被创立之前，他已经在耶稣基督里拣选了我们。
Before the creation of this world, in Christ Jesus, he has already chosen and called us.
他远远就看见了你。
From far away, he has seen you.
并且他在你的生活当中做了奇妙的安排。
And in your life, he has already made an amazing arrangement.
使你今天能够来到福音聚会。
So that today you can come to this gospel meeting.
使你能够认识福音弟兄姐妹。
So that you may come to know brothers and sisters.
就是让你能够有机会回到父的家中。
So that you have the opportunity to come back to the Father's house.
并且呢，圣经告诉我们说他动了慈心。
And so the Bible tells us this father was full of compassion.
就跑过去连连与他的儿抱着他的颈项连连与他亲嘴。
He went quickly and took him in his arms and gave him a kiss.
我们知道这个小儿子这个时候的光景一定是非常糟糕的。
We know that the condition of this young son right now it must be terrible.
他可能是穿着破烂的衣服。
He's wearing torn clothing.
满身是猪味。
He smells like pigs.
然而他的父亲却是跑过去连连 亲吻他的颈项。
However, his father ran to him to embrace him and kiss him.
亲爱的朋友们。
So dear friends.
今天我们的天父也是这样。
Today our heavenly father is the same.
不管我们自己现在的光景怎样。
It doesn't matter what condition you are in.
他正在伸开他慈爱的膀臂。
He is now holding out his loving arms.
要欢迎你回家。
He wants to welcome you home.
小儿子在这边向他的父亲认罪。
The son here confesses his sins before the father.
但是父亲早已经为他预备了一切他所需要的。
However, the father has already prepared everything that he needs.
他不仅伸出了他的膀臂。
Not only did he stretch out his arms towards him.
更是为了他的回家预备了一切。
But already prepared everything for him.
所以父亲就对仆人说快把那上好的袍子拿出来给他穿上。
And so that is why his father says to the slave, quickly bring out the best robe.
这个上好的袍子就是主耶稣基督要赐给每一位信他人那个洁白公义的细麻衣。
This best robe that the father gives to the son is what our heavenly father prepared for us, the righteousness of Christ, that fine linen robe.
是耶稣基督的义。
It is the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
要遮蔽我们自己的丑陋和羞辱。
It covers all the shame and nakedness of ourselves.
父亲说把那个戒指拿来戴在他的手上。
The father says, take out the ring to put on his hand.
这个戒指乃是代表一个身份。
This ring tells us that there is a seal or a position now.
特别是在古代那个时候。
Particularly in the old days.
这个戒指呢，就代表他是属于这个家有儿子的特权和名分。
This ring now signifies that he has the position of being a son.
今天神也要把儿子的特权赐给我们。
And today God also wants to give us this approval, this position of sonship.
主耶稣基督因着在十字架上为我们带了荆棘的冠冕。
Because our Lord Jesus on the cross, he wore the crown of thorns.
他可以把这个儿子名分的戒指赐给我们。
He is now able to give us this ring of sonship.
并且把鞋穿在他的脚上。
And now give him sandals, shoes on his feet.
就是预备走路的鞋。
Now this is a shoe that is prepared so that you may walk.
我们在这个地上还要有许多的经历。
As you are on this earth, we will have many experiences.
我们需要穿上神所赐给那个平安的鞋。
We need to put on this shoe of peace, of the gospel of peace.
他要带领我们完成这一生的脚步。
So that you can follow him as you walk all your life.
并且告诉他们说把那个 那个把那肥牛犊牵来宰了。
Additionally, he also said to the slaves, prepare, bring that fattened calf.
这里边我们看见说把那个肥牛犊牵来宰了。
And so the father, he says, bring that fattened calf and kill it.
我们知道这个父亲有许多的产业。
We know that the father, he has much wealth.
可能有许多的牛犊在那边。
Perhaps there's much calves, many cows there.
但是当他说到那个肥牛犊的时候，他的仆人没有问他是哪一个。
But when he says, bring the fattened calf, the slave knew exactly which one.
因为他所有的仆人都知道。
All of the slaves, they all knew.
父亲已经为他儿子预备了一个特别的肥牛犊。
That they all knew that the father has already prepared a very particular calf.
从他离开家的那一天。
From the day that he departed from the house.
他们就要把这个牛犊喂肥。
They wanted to feed this particular calf so that it was nice and fat.
有一天要迎接他回来。
Because one day when the son returns home.
主耶稣基督就是神所为我们预备那个圣洁的羔羊。
Our Lord Jesus, He was that prepared, precious Lamb of God.
他已经为我们献祭在十字架上。
He has already been sacrificed for us on the cross.
那个羔羊已经为我们献祭了。
That Lamb has already been sacrificed and offered.
今天因着这个羔羊的牺牲，我们可以回到家中。
And today, because of the sacrifice of that Lamb, we are able to come home.
不是宗教，不是行为。
It's not religion and it's not by your deeds.
主耶稣基督在十字架上的工作是我们唯一得救的路。
What the Lord Jesus has accomplished on the cross is the only way to salvation.
因为在天下人间，我们没有神没有赐下别的名，我们可以得救的。
Because under heaven there is no other name that from which we can be saved.
我们盼望着神借着这个主耶稣基督这三个比喻。
And so through these three parables that our Lord Jesus tells us,
让我们看见一个非常清楚的一幅图画。
That we may see this very clear picture.
我们在迷失。
That we are lost.
我们丢失了意义和目的。
That we have lost our meaning as well as our direction.
我们正远离父家。
That we are far away from the Father's house.
今天需要回家。
Today we need to come home.
神已经预备好了一切。
The Lord Our God has prepared everything.
我们只需要借着简单的信心接受主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的。
By simple faith, we need to receive and accept that which our Lord Jesus has already accomplished on the cross.
它就像一个礼物一样。
It is like a gift.
你接受了就是你的。
If you receive it, it is yours.
并且我们可以照着我们的本相来接受。
And you come and receive it just as you are.
我们刚才唱的那首诗歌叫《照我的本相》。
The hymn that we just sang, it says, just as I am.
我们可以来到神的面前。
We can come before God.
他说我们是无善足成。
And here it says that I have I am poor and wretched.
No
goodness.
No single plea.
No single plea.
这是一个法律的词汇。
And so this is an opportunity we need to grab a hold of.
当我们有一天在神面前接受审判的时候。
Because one day, if we are to receive our judgment,
我们没有一条可以为自己申诉的。
There is nothing, no other excuse that we can say.
我们今天在这个知道这个世界上有法庭。
Because today we know that in this world there is also law.
许多的人他们可以为自己的罪行辩护的。
And lots of people, they can do according to their own lawless deeds.
因为法官不管他怎样好他也是人。
However, no matter
the judges, they are also human.
Even the judges that are here in human government, they are also human themselves.
但是有一天审判我们的是神。
However, one day that he who judges us is God.
他知道我们心中的每个意念。
He knows our every thought.
我们在他面前是没有一件事情可以申诉的。
There is not one thing inside of us in which we can give an excuse for.
就是像那首诗歌唱，我们只能靠着我们的本相。
Just like what this hymn says, we can come just as we are.
但是感谢主，他告诉我们说呢，虽然我们是没有任何可以带到神面前有任何好处的。
And so, just like what the words say, just as I am, with that one plea.
但是因着主耶稣基督为我们受成。
But because of His blood that was shed.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到他的面前。
We can come boldly before Him.
我们可以靠着他的恩典。
And according to by His grace.
照着我们的本相来接受这个救恩。
Just as we are, we receive the salvation.
我们看见这个故事的结束呢，他们欢喜快乐起来。
And so we see the conclusion of the story is that there was great joy.
在历史历代当中，有许多的人接受主。
Throughout all ages, there have been many people who have received the Lord.
每一次地上和天上都是欢喜快乐。
And every time that happens, not only is there joy and celebration on earth, but also in heaven.
亲爱的朋友们。
So dear friends.
盼望着今天你也能够回转。
We hope that today you may also return.
离开那条通向死亡的路。
To leave the path that is going towards death.
回到那条通向永生的路上。
And now come upon the path that goes towards life.
主耶稣基督，我们的天父，他已经伸开慈爱的膀臂。
Our Lord Jesus and our Heavenly Father, He is already opening up His arms towards us.
向你呼召。
So that we may come to Him.
说回家吧，孩子。
And saying to us, Child, come home.
今天就回家。
Today, come home.
好，我们一起有些祷告。
Let us pray.
在祷告之前，我们要替我们的主耶稣基督向今天来到我们中间的朋友们做一个呼召。
But before we pray towards all our friends who has come today, we want to have a calling.
我们这个呼召就是愿意你今天能够认罪，接受主耶稣基督的救恩。
And in this calling, we ask that you will confess your sins so that you will receive the salvation of our Lord Jesus.
离开死亡，通向永生。
To leave the direction toward that is going towards death.
回到父的家中。
To come back to the Father's house.
我们中间有这样的朋友吗？
Are there any friends among us who want this?
如果有这样朋友的话，我们请你做一个简单的表示。
If there are any friends among us, we ask that you give us this very simple response.
向主表示你就是在座位上举手。
That is, in your seat, just raise your hand.
主要看见你的心意。
The Lord, He sees your heart.
他要接受你成为回家的儿女。
And He wants to receive you to be a child to come back to His own house.
好，感谢主。嗯，感谢主。
Thank you. Thank the Lord.
嗯，还有没有？
Anyone else?
还有没有这样的朋友们？
Anyone else?
我们盼望着你不要错过这个机会。
We hope that you won't lose out on this opportunity.
在我们的人生当中。
Because in your life,
有的时候很多的机会是转瞬即逝。
There are some opportunities that once it's gone, it's gone.
仇敌在做争夺生命的工作。
The enemy is also doing this work of trying to swallow up life.
今天如果神在你心中做感动。
Today, if God is moving in your heart,
不要错过这个机会。
Don't lose out on this opportunity.
就照着你的本相来到他的面前。
Just as you are, come before him.
还有没有这样的朋友？有的话
我们请你
举手。
If there's anyone else, just simply raise your hand.
如果你相信主，
If you believe,
神要在你的身上做奇妙的工作。
That God will do this amazing work.
你可能说我还没有读许多的圣经。
Perhaps you may say, I haven't read much of the Bible.
神要借着他圣灵来向你说话。
But God, through His Holy Spirit, can speak to you.
使你能够读懂圣经。
So that you can read and understand.
你可能说我还生命没有改变的好。
Or perhaps you may say, my life hasn't been made right yet.
但是我们靠着自己是不能够改变好的。
But we must see that we cannot change ourselves.
只有主耶稣基督他能够改变我们。
Only the Lord Jesus can change us.
你愿意接受这个新的生命吗？
Are you willing to receive this new life?
我们中间还有没有这样的朋友们？
Anyone else among us? Our last calling.
有的话请举一下手。
Anyone else? Just simply raise your hand.
好，那我们有些祷告。
All right, let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
你是何等慈爱的主。
You are a God so full of loving kindness.
常常伸开你慈爱的膀臂呼召我们回家。
And you have opened up your loving arms to us so that we may return home.
我们今天为着在我们中间决定接受你这位弟兄和姊妹，为着他们祷告。
For the brother and the sister, Lord, for the people who have wanted to receive you this morning, we praise you. We pray for them.
我们把他们交在你恩典的手中。
We place them into your gracious hand.
带领他们前面的路。
Lead them in the path ahead.
显明你自己的信实。
So that you may reveal your faithfulness.
今天我们中间可能还有一些朋友，他们还没有做出决定。
Perhaps there are still some friends among us who haven't decided yet.
我们也把他们交在你的手中。
We also place them into your hands.
求你继续带领他们，能够有一天认识你。
Continue to lead them so that one day they will come to know you.
求你祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
在地上能够有继续更多生养的能力。
So that the church on earth will continue to grow.
把丧失的人带回来。
And that you will bring home many who are lost.
有一天一同来迎接你的再来。
So that together we may welcome your return.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen.